Taking a look first at your local and regional news for today. The Michigan Sugar Company issued a notice regarding an employee's death that occurred on Tuesday, November the 4th. The company reported an accident that occurred around 6 p.m. at the company's factory in Croswell. A male employee who was working in the Croswell Agricultural Department was killed in a workplace accident. He was transported via ambulance from the site to a local hospital where he was pronounced dead. A press release from the Michigan Sugar Company is quoted as saying, "Our safety department, in cooperation with outgoing agencies, is leading an investigation into the accident. We are grieving the tragic loss of a cherished member of our work family. Grief counselors will be in Croswell as a resource for the employees. The thoughts and prayers of everyone at Michigan Sugar Company are with the deceased's friends, family, and co-workers during this difficult time." The company also noted that no further public comment regarding the incident will be done while the investigation is still ongoing. And another local and regional news for today. The Sandusky Police Department and the Sandusky Community School District issued a notice that there's an investigation going on about possible fraud and embezzlement from the school district. Sandusky Police Chief Steve McKenney and Sandusky Community School Superintendent Kurt Dennis released a joint press release regarding the issue. The investigation began in October when discrepancies with some receipts and invoices were noticed by a staff member who then contacted the police. The Michigan State Police and the Sandusky Police Department executed search warrants on October the 23rd and on October the 29th at a residence on Gulfview Drive. During the search, law enforcement officers discovered property that belonged to the school district. Because the investigation is still ongoing, no arrests have yet been made. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at your national and international news right after this.
I'm Chris Jakimick. I served in the United States Air Force, and I deployed 3 times. So in 2017, I was serving as an Air Force First Sergeant. Our motto in that role is, "My job is people, everyone is my business." But unfortunately, in that year, I would lose my own brother, Lance Corporal Adam Jakimick, to suicide. The majority of veteran suicides are from guns. I store my weapons securely, not only for myself, but for my family. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide. My service never stops.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Taking a look now at your national and international news. A majority of Supreme Court justices seem to be skeptical about President Donald Trump's ability to unilaterally impose far-reaching tariffs, putting at risk a cornerstone of his agenda in the biggest legal test yet of his boundary-pushing presidency. 3 conservative justices raised questions on Wednesday about whether an emergency law gives Trump near limitless power to set and change duties on imports with potentially trillion-dollar implications for the global economy. Challengers say Trump is illegally using the emergency law and American small businesses are paying the price. The Republican president says a ruling against him would be catastrophic for the economy. And another national and international news. President Donald Trump lashed out at Senate Republicans to end the government shutdown, now the longest ever at 36 days. He blamed the record-breaking impasse on Wednesday for the party's defeat in the closely watched elections, and he repeated his demands for Republicans to end the Senate filibuster as a way to reopen the government, though Senate GOP leader John Thune says that's, quote, not happening. At the same time, Democrats are emboldened by their election wins from Tuesday night's contests and have dug in for a fight. Top Democrat Chuck Schumer says the election results, quote, ought to send a much-needed bolt of lightning that the president should meet to end the shutdown. Trump's first term set the previous shutdown record as well at 35 days. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumbarian news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. And taking a look next at your obituaries, the following area deaths have been reported for today. Wednesday, November the 5th of 2025. Terry K. and Mary Ann Hansen both passed away on September the 27th of 2025. In lieu of flowers, the families request that donations be made in their names to the Thumb Animal Shelter of Elkton. A celebration of the lives of Terry K. and Mary Ann Hansen will take place on November 22nd. A graveside service will take place at the Verona Township Cemetery at 11:30, and a luncheon will immediately follow at the FOP Lodge located at 1976 North Verona Road in Rapson. Flannel attire has been requested for the service. And Lois Marie Dice, age 94, of Port Hope, passed away on November the 3rd of 2025. Funeral services for Lois Marie Dice will be held on Thursday, November the 6th at noon at the St. Peter's Lutheran Church of Kindy, with visitation at the St. Peter's Lutheran Church on Thursday, November the 6th, from 10 a.m. to noon. Memorials may be offered to the St. Peter's Lutheran Church of Kindy in memory of Lois Marie Dice, and condolences can be shared with her family online at McAlpinFuneralHome.com. For a complete look at your Thumb Area obituaries anytime, you can also go online to thumbnet.net.